Hi, besties, and welcome to Semi-Qualified Queens,
a show where we talk about all things drag because we are semi-qualified to speak on it.
I'm Juicebox.
And I'm mwah, Cynthia Kiss.
And welcome to Semi-Qualified Queens. How are you?
I'm so good. We're doing another intro outro in person, which always feels so much fun.
We're on the road.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
On the road again.
At your house.
But we're going to be packing up.
We are. Today is our last day in Vancouver, and we are going to be flying out to Edmonton tomorrow. And then the next day, we're going to Calgary.
Oh,
very excited for those shows.
So much fun. And just wait until you see the looks that we wear. We did a photo shoot last night with the drag series. I was very proud of Juice. I know she was
very tired.
Very tired. But we pulled it together.
Do you know when you just like, for those of you that do drag who listen, do you know when it's just one of those days where you just, the last thing you want to do is put an eyelash on? Like, it's the last thing on your, like, you're like, I would rather cut off my foot.
The thing about drag is there's no middle ground or it'll suck. Like, you can't do, like, a little beat, little bit of makeup. You have to go full send.
Full send.
Like, just 100% commit to the bit. And I know yesterday we were both a little tired.
Oh.
But I've been using that mind game with you where I'm like, future Juice will be happy.
We'll be so happy that you did this.
Present Juice hates you, but future Juice is going to be so happy.
No. And we did it and it was fine. It was a great shoot. Les, what was the song?
Oh my God. We did one pose where we faced each other, palms together. And it was just like, lesbian lovers.
Started a podcast,
fell in love. Lesbian lovers.
So... but the photos are going to look great. There was, what did I say? There was moments where I was like, Cynthia, I look like your mom and you're like my supermodel daughter. And she's like, I won't accept this. And I'm like, a little bit though.
I won't accept that. You put her in red hair and all of a sudden she thinks she's...
Red hair really does age you.
It can. I think there's a couple factors going on.
My hair is quite big.
It's really big and it's just a little bit shorter. But remember, you wanted it at that length so it didn't get caught in the paillettes.
Yes. I have done all these things to myself.
I was going to say, it really is your bed. I have to lie in it.
I just need to express it. I am a person where I need to loudly express things. And you could call that complaining. I just call it loudly expressing my needs to make me comfortable.
And then my people-pleasing tendencies is like to try and like convince you.
Yeah.
Like diffuse.
Yeah, constantly.
Just call me a Dyson diffuser hairdryer.
And I'm just sitting there like, I just want I'm blind. but Vancouver has been really fun. We've had a really nice week. I stayed with Jackson over the weekend.
Yes,
other podcast. It's Dangerous to Go Alone, another Canadian podcast, award-winning podcast at the time. And then so I stayed with him, and then I came back, and I came back on Monday, and me and Cynthia just like went into work mode.
Yeah, you got it.
Yeah, we went into like, it was like interviews and more content and photo shoots and stuff. So it's been really fun.
Oh, I only get you in person.
But
a few times a year. So every time exhaust it to the point that you want to run away and hide.
She's like, look at all the stuff we've done in these 3 days.
Future us is going to be so happy.
Oh, and the March dates. We had a few days of like, kind of downtime between things, and Cynthia has already filmed them.
Oh, we've already created a monster.
It's already made, and it is already 3 days completely full, just top to bottom. But really, really excited. Also, tiny shout out,
huge shout out
to Scott.
To Scott.
For getting us on our Barry's classes.
Oh, we're going to a Barry's class after this. We're keeping things tight on this tour. I stopped padding. And I have never felt more beautiful in my life.
Stop chatting and only wearing one pair of tights and shaving your legs.
Shaving the legs. That's the difference. It's like really the skin is on stage, which is a little more vulnerable, but everyone is commenting on my ass. And I love being objectified.
That's what I'm saying.
31 years young. Like,
that's what I'm saying.
This is only going to last for so much time.
You got to flaunt it while you got it.
Seriously. So that's why we're going to Barry's. So thank you, Scott.
Scott at Barry's.
Huge shout out to Riley and Izzy, who actually helped us with the first couple tour dates as well.
Yes.
You know, part of the SQ cuties.
Sweet little babies. We would have drowned in the
truly
trying to get over to the ferry without them. So that was great. And it's just been a really nice time.
It's been such a fun show. And I know it sounds hilarious to shout out that it starts at 8 p.m.
But I love that it starts at 8 p.m.
But we love that it starts at 8 p.m. So if you like a polite show start time, you know, you maybe got an early start to your day the next day, come to the show because you're wrapped by like
Do you remember the times where we would be like
9:10,
where people would like go to you and be like, hey, what time is showtime gonna be? And you're like, I don't know, like 11:30 midnight. I can't even fathom.
We can't do that.
I can't even picture doing that now.
Yeah.
That sounds horrendous.
That's for the kids. And that's for queens like the one we're interviewing today.
Oh, yes. We should probably transition to that. Like, this is the kind of girl who could stay up until 2-3 in the morning.
This is the kind of superstar who won't go to bed, fly to Montreal the day before the finale, come back home, and literally look more beautiful and rested than all of us. We are so excited to have two parts to our interview with the Canada's Drag Race Season 4 winner, none other than Venus.
It's Venus!
Venus! So we chopped the order of things because we got two chances to sit down with this beauty. One was pre-win and one was post-win. So as you're listening, some of those answers at first might seem kind of funny where Venus's headspace was.
Yeah.
Because she didn't know yet. We got to sit down with top four, air quotes.
Yeah.
And last week we gave you the other finalists' interviews. And then this week we're doing a two-parter all in one episode.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all Venus, all things Venus.
So you're going to get before and after.
Please enjoy, SQ cuties.
It's Venus. Model, activist, and professional teleprompter reader. We have the beautiful and gorgeous Venus. How are you doing, Diva?
Gosh. Hello, semi-qualified queen.
Hey.
Oh my gosh, I'm so happy to see the two of you.
Love this you.
Is the highlight of my day.
Oh, that's so nice. We really appreciate that. How's the press day going? You feeling good?
Oh, babe, talking about yourself all day, it's easy.
Natural.
That's the best.
The best.
Every girl's dream.
I love that.
I mean, you really are a natural talking head. Mm-hmm. And speaking of which, I would say you were the narrator of this season. Now, you never know what the editors are going to use. Like, how did it feel to watch yourself narrating, like, every single challenge?
I mean, it's one of those things where because you're, you know, in that room by yourself, you know, and you're not seeing what the other girls are saying. I mean, I could talk forever. And there's definitely moments where they're like, okay, like... what are you even talking about now? And I would be screaming and hollering. I would come out of there and the girls would be like, damn, like what happened now? But I feel like watching it back, I was pleasantly surprised at how much I did have to say.
Yeah.
And yeah, I mean, like that was definitely not something that I necessarily expected. Because I found like all of the girls, we all, you know, we all do chat so much, but
yeah,
clearly
you were
more so
this.
Than
you
others,
were driving this ship. We were obsessed.
I would love
so
to,
funny this season.
I think about it because, I remember on your season, someone online compiled how many confessionals yes. every girl had. Mm-hmm. And I'm so genuinely curious to know.
I think yours is a lot.
I think.
I mean, I know mine's a lot, but I just want
to. Yeah. Like, I just love the number.
I love a statistic. I just want to see it.
So if there is one of those, if we have any of those fans who like to make those statistics things, Venus has requested.
Yes.
That
Talking
one to be released.
Count, please.
Yes, mm-hmm. We would love to see it. So one of our favorite surprises for me this season was your social media presence. It has been hilarious. Like you sat down and wrote out scripts of the biggest untucked fights. How does it feel to be the meme queen too?
Feels so correct. I feel like that's always been my strong suit is like social media and how to like navigate that landscape. And I just have a very busy mind, especially like as, you know, a competitor, but also as a fan of the show too, right? Like at the end of the day, I'm watching this as a viewer for the first time and I'm like, oh my gosh, like there's so much gold here. And I just like thought about that moment. And as an actor, I was like, this is so iconic. And like, this needs to be preserved in like Drag Race time. And I just knew that I had to do it. And I'm at Aurora's house writing out this whole script. And, you know, we're both actors. And I was like adding all these little things. And I was like, oh, this is going to be the one. And then I dropped it. And I was like, well, told you.
I told you. Love your sense of humor. Like, I had something popped in my head. You were like, call me Angela Bassett because I did the thing. I'm like, who is Venus? Like, you're just a walking, talking piece of entertainment at like all times. Where did you get this sense of humor from?
My dad's side of the family.
Okay, cool.
We are a quirky bunch of Métis French people. And, you know, they were obviously born at a time where like they were farmers and they had 9 kids. And when you have 9 kids, like what comes out of that other than like chaos and like, comedy, right? So, my uncle Mo, he put me into improv school when I was like 10 years old, because my dad, he would always have his camcorder out and would always be like filming my sister and I doing little skits. And I would always be like the mom or like the girl in the scenarios. And he would never stop me from doing that. But as soon as like, you know, both of them saw, okay, well, like this kid is kooky. I'm like, we need to provide them with some sort of like toolbox here. So I really have to shout out like my dad and my uncle for like putting me into improv at such a young age, because I was also working amongst like, you know, 16 to like 24 year olds, and I'm like 12 years old,
right? Or, just absorbing,
you know, I'm like young, and I'm just like, you know, getting to, I was able to you know, actually like hold my own amongst these like older individuals.
Yes, Ariana Grande
coming soon.
Yes, coming out this Friday. We'll be out by the time this
Friday.
Yes, fabulous. Now, since you got the Rosebud episode, right? What was your biggest thorn this season, and what was your greatest petal from this season? Cynthia wrote that. I'm not going to take credit for that. Cynthia wrote that. That's fabulous.
Thorn. Oh, like
you mentioned the makeup before we started.
Okay, yeah. Well, I didn't feel like it was a thorn at the time,
but maybe the response after. I don't know.
Yeah, I think you watching it back, it's a humbling experience. But also just makes me want to, you know, do better. And like, if there's anything that anyone can get better at, it's definitely makeup. But my biggest petal was, I think, my personality. You know, I walk into that room and I say, you know, my huge personality. And that definitely like came through on the show. And like, I'm just so, yeah, I'm very proud of myself in the way that I displayed myself and got to like showcase not only like my artistry, but also just who I am as a person. So my personality pedal was on point.
Come on, alliteration. And point about your makeup, I think it's what you're doing is refinement. What you're doing is less
clean.
Is more. It's clean. Like, I never was like, that isn't a drag queen. You still were looking like a drag queen. I loved how you have such
beautiful
features that you can just go liner. A little here, a little there.
I saw those zoom-ins on that unedited makeup, and I don't look like that close.
Flawless.
So like flawless makeup. That's blending, babe.
I mean, you know, Brooklyn got that little read in last episode, which like it was bound to happen. But yeah, I mean, like it's nice talking to other drag queen professionals. let me remind that these are professional women who work in my field, and I care about your opinion. That's that.
When you have the makeup brush in your hand now, Venus, are you applying makeup any differently with those comments in mind? Like, you're like, okay, maybe like a stronger cut crease or blah, blah, oh, blah. Like,
hell yeah. Girl, okay, cool. Like, it's for sure. And there's definitely moments where I'm like, okay, like a little bit more. I'll and I feel like more. That's one of the exciting things. There hasn't been, obviously, we've been quite busy for the last couple of months, but like, I think that's something that I'm very much looking forward to in 2024 is getting to explore more of that. And like, you know, girl, look at Kendall.
Oh, I know.
Ooh.
Well, exactly.
No, you got a point. You got a point. You got a point.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Kendall? Now?
She had the eyebrow filter on. It was like every week. It was just like a different brow shape for a while. And she found it.
And if like, we can be really honest about your makeup, it's so good that any kind of like difference you made to it would just be even better. You're so pretty that like, it would just be, it would make the rest of us look like dogs in a kennel. Like, it's just like, you're doing great, babe. Like, I wouldn't worry. Yeah. So you take this one then.
So if you were to take the win, Venus, what can we expect from a Venus reign?
Oh, wow. Well, I mean, you've obviously seen the social media presence and what I can do online. And I think as a, you know, once you get off the show and, you know, the voices start to simmer and all of that, it's like, it's really important to like your biggest lifeline is social media. So definitely like girl pussy stunting and keeping the girls gagging. I think the looks and all that kind of stuff, that's obviously somewhere that I thrive. But for me, I really want to give back to, there's a couple of different like two-spirit organizations that I want to work with and partner with. And there's some incredible work happening in tangent with Jaylene Time, who we know. And, you know, like uplifting like young two-spirit, you know, indigenous queers across, you know, all of Turtle Island is something that is always at the forefront of my mind. And Mugler, if you're seriously listening, honey,
Fashion Weeks.
Where is Canadian Girl at Fashion Week?
There it is.
You'll be you. I will be there.
It's going to be you.
We're manifesting it.
We are. That is just like, that is something that I've been wanting to see and hoping to see. And that is just, yeah, you know, I want to do all the things. Like,
slide into those DMs, babe, and it's yours, you know? Uh-huh. I love it.
It's what. Where it's like you can DM like one of those like big accounts and it's like you get one DM.
And that's the one.
And then that's... you have to accept it. So yeah.
Go to play. Do it. But we love you so much. We are so excited to see how the finale is going to play out. And we are both so proud of you and your journey on Drag Race. It's been absolutely incredible. Thank you so much for joining us and we will see you soon.
Thank you, babes. Love you.
Bye.
I'm so proud of you. All right. The cat is out of the winner bag. We have Venus back on the podcast, but this time she is a crowned winner. Venus, welcome back. Thank you for coming back so soon.
Oh my gosh, of course. Wow. I mean, yeah, babe, you were there. You saw me almost have a fucking...
Seeing the community, the entire Vancouver community show up for you at the finale was so inspiring. How does it feel to be crowned Canada's Drag Race winner, the first in the West Coast? Tell me, what are we feeling? How have these first couple days been?
I'm screaming, crying, shaking, throwing up, all of the above. I don't think I really felt it until today.
Oh, okay.
Because, just was like, no, haven't slept since, you know, like since the finale. And then getting like whisked away into, you know, the DragCon world. Hold on, let me put my gloves on. And everyone like, you know, getting to DragCon and meeting like all of your fucking icons and everyone's like,
yeah,
oh my God, congratulations. Like, how does it feel? And I'm like, what the hell is even happening right now? Like, hearing people that I admire, like, congratulate me, you know what I mean? It's, like, it's just absolutely wild. So I felt like after having, like, more than 2 hours of sleep and getting to, like, actually have like a little bit of alone time, I was like, okay, I starting to like understand. Yeah, I won.
I won.
Okay, I get it. I guess I won.
I keep talking about this, but like near like the end of the day yesterday, Fenton Bailey came up to me, congratulated me, and if you don't know who that is,
I was gonna say contextualize. Don't know
who that is. He is the, I believe, part owner. Of World of Wonder. So obviously there's our Miss Queen RuPaul, but then there's obviously more to the magic. And just the fact that he like went out of his way to like pop by my booth. We chatted for like 5 minutes and just, I was like, oh my gosh, like this is all like real. This is happening to me in real time. I'm still processing and like downloading that this has happened. I don't think I think
it's
like
when fresh.
I think when I get home and like I'm actually like alone.
Yeah.
It's gonna be weird.
We're also in a completely different time zone right now. Like to go right to the UK, it's kind of like it must feel like a fever dream. Because you literally you were flying like, around
this
the
is,
country.
I feel like this is like the most magical way for it to ever happen. Because it's like, who wants to wait 6 months? Like, girl, you're gone about. Like,
how did it feel to walk that pink carpet as a winner?
Oh my gosh. So, girl, we got off the plane at 9 in the morning. We're in an Uber at 9 in the morning. We get to the venue and I'm like, I can't get into drag right now. So thank God I had my diamond mask.
We all need a diamond wasn't mask.
In drag. I literally wasn't even in drag. I had no makeup.
Oh, really?
Well, yes.
Well, yes.
Smarter, not harder. This is how she won, folks.
Exactly.
Everyone needs a crystal face kini.
With a crown. Exactly.
Like, yeah. And with my standing crown, I mean, no, it was like, it was just so. And yeah, the whole pink carpet moment, it was like, it was the most perfect way to win. You know what I mean? It was like getting to feel so celebrated, being like the first winner of the year. And, you know, people, they had just watched it on the BBC the night before because it didn't air on Thursday. It aired on the Friday.
Wow.
So everyone's like, this is so random that like I literally just watched you on television and like now you're here. And I was like, it is so random. And I am so glad that it worked out this way or else I would be not so fun. I would still keep the mask on though because I'd be crying underneath it.
Exactly.
Yes. Now your rap in the finale was like the biggest slay. Like you had a bridge, you gave full contextualized song. Is there going to be more music this year?
Yes. And good music. Okay.
Good music.
Oh, see, I thought the plan was to do bad music.
Well, I mean, yeah, some drag queens think they're doing good music, but
I agree, bitch. China. I agree. You know how much.
I'm not trying to look. I'm not like, I'm an elusive chanteuse of sorts. But no, I definitely want to do more like club tracks.
Love.
Like, you know, shout out to Miss Quanah Styles, the legend herself. Like, that's definitely like, you know, I want my own, like, give me life. Something like that would be really cute.
I love that.
Sick. Yeah, no, your version of the finale song, it just had the most range to it. Like, I love how
you
did the vocal, like, the singing chorus. You made it a full-bodied song.
You had a bridge.
He was amazing.
You know what? The bridge is always my favorite part of the song, of any song. Like, always, it's I love a bridge. And TikTok has ruined that. TikTok has actually,
yes,
taken
away the
bridge. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I hate that so much. The bridge. She always loves a bridge.
Bring back the bridge.
I was doing like all weekend. I've been walking around my house and I was like, I'm Métis because I'm mighty. Like, my head. You've got skills, girl.
And you have the Nelly Furtado hookup. So you could just be like, yo, Nelly, let's just like collab on a song really quick. I know you have time.
When she followed me, I audibly gasped.
Oh, she followed you?
Yeah, girl. She follows 200 people. So I'm like, I know I'm coming up. I know I'm showing up on her feed, queen. I'm like, just me, like, me and my cock out. Hello. My potato now has seen everything.
Okay. Also backstage at the finale, I just noticed how calm and chill and level-headed you seemed. How do you keep your cool in high-stress moments? I'm asking for my friend Juicebox.
You fucking bitch.
I think it was one of those things where it's like, I understand the possibilities of both. You know what I mean? It's like, people, it's like, you have to prepare. And I was like, I took that to heart. It's like, I do, because if I don't, then like, you know, it's going to be bad. And I just feel like, I was just at peace. Like, I love, 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 love Aurora. She had an incredible run on mm-hmm. the season. I personally also like loved her song so much. So I just knew, like, going into this, I was like, whatever happens, like, I'm going to be like, you know, I'm going to be happy either way, because it's like, somebody that I love is going to win, or somebody that I also really love myself. It's just one of those things where you have to be like,
ready.
It is what it is. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? Like, I can't, I have no control over this. This isn't like, and I think some of the fans like need to realize that. It's like, it's not like I walked into like World of Wonder and be like, you must choose me. It's like, bitch, I don't make the decision. So it's like, this is, and it's also kind of nice knowing that it's not in my hands. Do you know what I mean? It's like,
Venus,
everything I could do.
You walked in to the head of World of Wonder and said, I want to make history. And that's what this is.
you even have the Debbie Ryan red hair. I know. Can you do the ear tuck? No, rescue cuties. Venus was so chill backstage. She was burning sage.
Oh,
she was having a moment. Like, it was. Oh. I don't know if I'm airing your private.
No, I think having Jaylene there, like Jaylene that. Time, who's mm-hmm. my great glam mother. She's an iconic, legendary, shall I say, Indigenous Two-Spirit drag artist, and she sort of, you know, she set the tone for the night, and I just, like, I really wanted her to be there to bless the space, and so grateful that she was able to do that. And she kind of took me into the corner and just, like, you know, said some really just grounding words of wisdom. And then I was like, you know what? My entire family is here. All my friends are here. You were there. So grateful that you were hosting. Like, I love having your energy around. And just, I was like, I felt like this is such a win already. So it's like, if win or lose, I know that, like, I'm going to be okay.
But that winning moment was insane. Like, it was, I got to watch it because I was in Ontario, but I got to watch all of the coverage from every angle. And it was just like seeing that energy between your family and you, and just like the whole crowd losing their mind. Like, that looked electric. That was wild. It was,
oh my gosh. I was like, yeah, like even like you saying that, like, I get chills. It was like, I saw Brooklyn and she was like, girl, I was worried, like, what if you didn't win, what was going to happen? I was like, prepare for the next round, stand by, because, like, I literally went into shock. I couldn't, It was just, like, it was the win, but it was, like, the relief of, like, knowing that, like, this is done, and, like, the anxiety is, like, literally just, like, rushing out of my body, and, like, you know, you were holding on to this secret for so long, and not being able to, like, talk about it, and you don't know what's going to happen. And it's just like, oh my gosh, my body, like, fully, went into like convulsions.
Well, you had like a Bianca Del Rio level run. Like, you were giving winner and top almost the whole thing. So, like, well-deserved win, babe.
Thank you, babe. Mm-hmm. I appreciate that.
Now I have to ask, has the $100,000 been deposited into your account yet?
I'm currently actually just signing some documentation for
that. Oh.
Oh my God, signing that.
Wildest email I have ever received. I will tell you that much. I couldn't even believe
it.
I can
only imagine.
That's crazy. Okay,
and we have to know, when that does deposit, is there one fun, silly thing you're going to buy with the winnings?
Okay, well, when I was getting ready for my DragCon booth, I found the world's largest lava lamp.
Oh my god, how much money is that?
What? Just say, honey.
I cannot.
You buy.
Let me do this Voss tour first, and then I'll wait. It's something like, I think it's like I think it's like 5K. But honey,
okay, that's fine.
Honey, it is a piece of, I mean, it's just very, very,
how big is it?
Very, oh, it's like as tall as me.
That's like a fire hazard. I don't know why.
Stop yourself from calling it a piece of art. You couldn't even finish the sentence.
Oh my god! I have my own lava lamp right here.
I emailed them. I was like, yeah. I was like, do you think like you would sponsor my my Dragon booth with your? And no response, honey. But I don't know. That'd be something silly. But what I will say is, girlfriend and I, we are going to Mexico. Definitely happening as soon as possible, because I need a goddamn vacation.
I love that. You should. Well, I know that Neera and Buffy have also won a trip to Phoebe.
I know. So
they should also join. Just saying, make it a family trip.
Yes, we can all go to Spartacus and.
Oh.
If you know, girl.
You mentioned the Voss tour, Venus.
Yes.
The Voss tour. Tell me a little bit about it. Like, what can we expect for you on the road? Have you thought of your number? Are you excited to be with the seasons?
So season three, season four, the top four girlies are coming together with Miss Jada Essence Hall, the Essence of Beauty, who I got to hang out with last night. I have not thought about my number. I'm excited. I'm excited to, you know, get to show up as a winner and just be with the other girls. Like, I love the top four from season three. So I feel like it's going to be so chaotic in the best possible.
Yeah.
Like, come on, the eight of us together is like, that's a wild bunch.
Yeah. That is a wild amount of girls. Like, that's crazy.
Yeah. But no, it's nice that it's, you know, it's a couple months away. Got some time to think about like what that looks like. For me, I want to do something like a classic drag moment number. I love a Park and Bark, but then I also want to do something slutty. And yeah.
You're cool for the summer performances. A personal favorite of mine. So just my hat in for the ring for that one if you end up doing that. Yeah.
So yes, Waterworks. I wonder.
Waterworks, yes. Now, going back into the season a bit, this is something me and Cynthia had chatted about, but we never got to ask you. So you had a really tender moment with Serene Fox on the main stage. So I kind of want to know how it felt to meet her, because it felt like that was something really special to you. And she had mentioned something about wearing red that day. Can I ask what the significance of that was?
Yes. Yeah, I mean, just seeing her, it was like, hadn't seen another Indigenous person in so many weeks. It was just really nice to like be around, you know, that Native energy. And obviously being there with my mom, and she has such like a motherly energy to her as well. Mm-hmm. So it's just like, that was just like very heartwarming, and just like, it just felt very like apropos that like, you know, she was there and my mom was there, and I was like, oh, this awesome. Just like seems like really, it was just really nice. But when she brought up, because originally, like, you know, my concept for that runway was I'm the red carpet, and like, you know, I'm not gonna say that I didn't make the correlation in that moment, because I was just like, okay, I'm thinking about what this runway prompt is, but so for those of you who don't know, the red dress is a symbol to represent murdered and missing Indigenous women, girls, and Two-Spirit people. And in 2010, I am forgetting the artist's name, but Winnipeg artist, they made a public display of hundreds of red dresses throughout public spaces in Winnipeg. And so that sort of like launched this huge, you know, this beginning of like conversation around, you know, what has happened to Indigenous women, Two-Spirit people, girls in this country for, you know, decades, and the fact that there needed to be more conversation around this, because, you know, I remember growing up in times of like, I'm not even going to say his name, but there was like, you know, women, indigenous women were missing at an alarmingly fast rate. And it's like, why are they getting left behind when it's like someone who of a, you know, different skin color, it's like, you know, one girl goes missing and it's like the whole world is up in arms, but it doesn't seem to be the way for indigenous women or indigenous people in general. And I think that, and so yeah, that red dress symbol is something that, you know, has sort of become this symbol for women to open up those conversations and to share their stories, especially for, like, you know, their sisters who have gone missing. And yeah, so that for her to bring that up, I was just like, you know, it almost made, I was like, how am I so silly to not even have thought about that? But it was just a moment for me to, like, step back and, like, look at myself and realize that, you know, there's actually a bigger impact here.
Absolutely. That's fabulous.
Love was that. It intentional to wear red at the finale? Because you did again, and it looked so beautiful.
That was it. Yeah, that was intentional. That was like partly for that, but also like Goddess of Love. I wanted to, like, that was sort of her full form.
You also looked so good, by the way.
This is the magic of Venus, because yes, you're high fashion, you're a model, you're wearing this beautiful couture dress, but then there's such a meaning behind it. It's like a catalyst for so many conversations that maybe we wouldn't talk about otherwise, like Juice and I, you know, it's like, what does the red dress represent? You got to just educate us right here on the podcast. Like, this is why you are a winner, baby. Mm-hmm. Like, it is just so important and impressive. So keep doing what you're doing. It's like,
thank you.
I don't know. I just think I love your grace and the way you can handle some of these trickier conversations very head on. It's very, it's very impressive.
Thank you so much.
She's not beating around the bush.
Hell no.
She said, let's just take it on, diva. Yeah. Take it on. I mean,
that's what I did in the competition. You know, you got to, like, let's take it on. That's just how I live my life. So,
So you and Aurora. You and Aurora seem very close this season. How did it feel to be in the top two with someone you had such a bond with?
So good. You know, this is like sharing the top two placement is like a very special thing because, you know, we were the only two that don't know what the final outcome is. I mean, well, none of us know, but it was like, that's something that, you know, no one else really gets to share. And I love her so much. Like, she had a fabulous run on the show. Obviously, like, you know, the fans are out for blood because I won and she didn't. But that's how it goes when you're the winner. I mean, justice for Aurora. But, you know, she's like, girl, we're going to be seeing her around. Like, her journey is not done yet. Like, she's iconic. She, you know, I love her so much. This has been such an amazing journey getting to be here in the UK with her. Like,
love that.
Getting to celebrate together. Tonight we have a show together. So it's just, it's been great. And she also has such a grace about her too. You know what I mean? Like, I really appreciate what she said in, you know, the comment sections and what she's been saying all season. It's like how we all feel. It's like, regardless of the outcome or whatever, it's like putting anyone down isn't helping your fave in any way because it just, like, that's not what they want, you know? And I appreciate that from her. But she put up a good fight. Like, she's so talented. So I'm excited to see, you know, where she goes and what the Matrix dynasty has in store because, like, I mean, she's 23, girl. Like,
she's a baby.
She's a baby. Like, she has she is so much ahead of her. So I'm not worried about that girl.
No. Well, it's just so beautiful that you two were able to get so close throughout the whole season, right? Yeah. There's no, like, animosity or any kind of, like, competition between you two. It felt like you two were just so supportive of each other no matter what. So it's just, it's really nice to watch. Sisters, you know?
Sisterly love.
Sisterly love.
Yeah. No, I love her so much. So
good.
Team Aurora.
Can I ask one, like, tiny, like, last question? I know you had mentioned that you got to meet the head of World of Wonder, but who was, like, out of, like, Drag Race girls, who's the coolest person to meet? Like, the one that you were just like, I cannot believe this person knows who I am. Like, I just need
Miss Envy Peru. I was
ooh, like, oh my God.
Like, when she came up to me, I was like, what the fuck? I'm like in my diamond mask, like, or maybe I took the mask off at that point. We're like in the back holding area. All the girls are kicking, and she like came up to me and like congratulated me, and I was just like what the fuck? Like she's like he is drag, honey. Like that is excellence. Like that is poise. That is refinement. That is glamour.
I would say you two have similar energy.
Yeah, I think like, I mean, that's definitely someone that I look up to in terms of like drag and like where I want to go with, you know, with Vina or, you know, my drag persona. Mm-hmm. But yeah, no, that was so trippy. And just, I mean, finally getting to meet Taste, like we've followed each other before. Both of us were ever on Drag Race. You know, getting to like see her do her run first and then me and finally getting to meet, it was like, oh, I love her. She's a wild, wild girl. Like, honey, last night at the clubs, girl.
I've always called you the Taste of Canada. Yeah, okay. Always been my, like, not to compare queens, but I feel like when you think of
I can't quite bust down like her. Yeah,
you don't think so? I don't know.
But there's definitely like I could see that though. Like we definitely, and Tamara Thomas. Love her.
So oh,
yeah. Amazing. From yeah, wow.
The recent season. Yeah, yeah.
Yes, fabulous. Yes.
Fabulous. Wow. Well, we really appreciate you coming on the podcast again post win. You're a busy queen these days. We're just so freaking proud of you, Venus. It's been pleasure to watch. You just kill the competition, and now we get to see you conquer the world. Like, hello. I'm just gonna pop some popcorn.
Absolutely wild. So
wild.
I love you both. I could talk for hours with you.
No. Okay, we'll give you a little break.
We love you. Keep killing it in the UK, and we'll see you on your journey soon.
Thank you, baby. Bye. Love you. Mwah.
Mwah. What a star. I love her. I'm so proud of her.
Me too.
And I feel like all things we said to her, I mean it. She just is going to represent the country. She's meant to do it. All things love for everyone else this season, but Venus, she was my girl.
Do you know when you see like a winner and it just sort of like starts to settle in and make sense, and then you look at them with like the other winners and stuff and you're just like, this just kind of makes sense.
100%.
I feel like that makes sense with Venus. Mm-hmm. You know, she just emits that confidence. She emits that kind of royal energy already that like I feel like she'll be a good winner, and I'm excited to see what she does, you know, because it's like we had like our winners are all like, you know, they're superstars, and it's like you've got Giselle who's like completely taken over like Quebec, and then you've got like Isis who's just this like fashion powerhouse, and then Priyanka who's like a pop star. So it's just like, what is Venus gonna kind of make her legacy? So it's kind of cool to see what she would do.
I'm manifesting fashion model campaign. Like I feel like this year she's gonna get some sort of like massive campaign,
like magazine covers and stuff. I feel like she'll get that. I also feel like there'll be a lot of activism too.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So I think though that's kind of gonna be her lane as a winner. Model activist. We love it. Venus, if you're listening, that's our unsolicited advice.
Model and activist. You know,
if you want to be a model and activist, you can follow us on Instagram at Semi-Qualified Queens Pod, at Twitter. Our account is at SQQPOD. And if you have something to say, you can write us, email us at semiqualifiedqueenspod@gmail.com.
Or if you want your voice to be heard on the pod and you want to let us know your opinions on things, go to speakpipe.com/SQQPOD. That's speakpipe.com/SQQPOD. Thank you guys so much for another incredible episode, and we will see you next time on Semi-Qualified Queens.
Bye, Queens.
Bye, Queens.